A brief note to begin. I have already explained why there are days without commentary on the 1962 readings. That is, because on ferial days, the readings are the same as the Sunday of that week, so it would be repetitive. But when I don't post commentary on the readings for the Novus Ordo Mass, it's because the Haydock Bible does not provide any substantial commentary, or sometimes any commentary at all, on those readings. Sunday, March 2nd, the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading from Sirach chapter 27, verses 4 through 7. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. Haydock Commentary. After sin is purged away, there remain some defects, like husks when the sieve is shaken. One's speech discloses the bent of one's mind. Cicero tells us that a young man being brought to Socrates that he might pass judgment on his dispositions, the philosopher ordered him to speak. The second reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 54 through 58. Brothers and sisters, when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about, death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Haydock Commentary. Death is swallowed up in victory in regard of the saints and the elect, so that it may be said, O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Over which the saints shall triumph, and also over sin and hell. The Gospel from Luke chapter 6, verses 39 through 45. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye, when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Haydock Commentary. The splinter and the beam refer respectively to light and grievous sins. We are hypocrites unless we first correct our own greater faults before censuring the lesser failings of others. Christ condemns them for blaspheming him on all occasions, when at the same time they were not able to find fault with his life and doctrine. Christ therefore tells them that the tree is known by its fruit, and that if they cannot blame his actions and his doctrine, they ought to admit him good, like the good tree, and that if they continue to blame him, they ought consequently to condemn his doctrine, yet this they were not able to do.